All right. Are we ready, Carla? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the June 15th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Ish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hale.
Here. Before we begin this morning, we just need to take a moment, I think. We had terrible tragedy in our country once again involving gun violence and hatred, and the worst yet of this seemingly endless parade of awful incidents around our country, and this latest one in Orlando. Our flags are at half-mast at the president's request and also at mine for the city flag, and we are flying the pride flag with the city flag at half-mast as well. Let's take a moment of silence for all the victims and families and for the city of Orlando. Thank you very much.
Mayor, in recognition of some of the representatives in Congress have walked out after moments of silence, and I'm wondering if we could have a short discussion about what else we might be able to do.
Exactly right, and I appreciate the fact that they did that. And in fact, this council should be proud of what we've accomplished so far in our advocacy for gun sanity. There's more to do. We're going to be working on our legislative agenda for the next session over the next few months. I certainly hope and expect that we'll have issues on that agenda that deal with gun violence, particularly assault weapons. So that would be one thing I'd put on the table, is that we should not regard the progress we've made at the legislature on guns so far. I appreciate closing the background check loophole. I appreciate closing the domestic violence loophole, but we should not regard that as finishing the job.
Right. And we've had, you know, some additional successes in the hotspot zones and in parental responsibility, locking things up. Would really appreciate the city attorney looking into, are there other things that we can do? Can we tax assault rifles even if we can't ban them?
I like that idea. I think we should revisit.
Is there anything we could do to push the limits and send something through the courts to see if it even is it legal? Because as we said when we were honoring the victims of gun violence last week when we had the Orange Day, I think it was.
Right.
We need to do more. It's clearly not getting any better. It's getting worse.
Yeah. No, I like that suggestion. I'll draft and share a memo to the city attorney asking for options on what the city might do and even where the gray areas are, because we are somewhat preempted by state law from taking action on issues related to guns, but I don't think any of us want to concede that we're completely preempted.
Well, let's think of something that they haven't preempted and do that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Good idea. All right. Well, let's explore that. In fact, when Martha Pellegrino gets back, we should enlist her in that work as well. Steve, other thoughts?
There's another issue that's come up in the context of the Orlando tragedy, which we've actually spoken out about before, which is the FDA guideline saying that gay men should not donate blood. I think we actually passed a resolution on that topic last year. The FDA has somewhat modified their position, and now it's you can't donate blood if you've been sexually active in the past year. But there's increasing amount of medical evidence that that is not necessary. France doesn't do that. Italy doesn't do that. So I think we could reiterate our call for a change to that. I called the White House, I mean, since the FDA is part of the Obama administration, I called the White House comment line this morning at 202-456-1111. To say that the president should talk to the FDA about changing the ban. Because one of the things that happened is that a lot of gay men's initial generous response to Orlando was to try to donate blood, and they learned that their blood was not wanted, and that's really sad.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Other thoughts, other ingredients that we might put on the table? That's very helpful. Thank you. We'll follow up on both of those in terms of our legislative agenda. And I'll also ask both our crime prevention folks and the police bureau if there's some thoughts that they might want to add to our mix. Because as a city, we should do everything we can as a city. Oh, I'm on, but the button. There we go. I thought I was on. Anyway, we will look for every opening we can run through and try to run through it. Thank you. Okay, we have some communications items up front, and then we will get to our regular calendar, including some time certains and the consent calendar. I don't have any requests to pull items from the consent calendar as yet. Is that right? Any? Okay. So let's please take